7:45 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. You can go to fourseasonsgarages.com to find out more. With Mark Howard, I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer, going to check in with our friend Dave McGinnis from Titans Radio coming up at 8 o'clock, 4 hour with Coach Mack on the way. Let's bring in Chris Massaro. He is the, of course, athletics director at Middle Tennessee State University. Chris, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. Not much. How's it going with you guys? Nothing to talk about, right?
Yeah, I know. We hopefully have plenty to talk about, and in a good way. You know, Chris, from what I've read and heard, it sounds like things have gone okay on your campus in terms of athletes returning to work out. Is it one of those things, though, Chris, where it's day by day or hour by hour, and you just kind of hope for the best in all of this?
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. And you know, you worry about days like today, where coming off of a weekend and, you know, what everybody's done and those kind of things. Because we do a really good job of controlling the environment when they're doing their workouts on our campus. It's just those other 20 hours of the day that you just don't have any control over, and you just try to preach personal responsibility and all those kind of things. So, it's a day-to-day thing. And somebody could do everything right and still get COVID. And so, that's what we try to preach to.
You have two games in football against ACC teams. You play at Duke. You're at home for Virginia Tech. You also have UConn on the schedule a little bit later on. If those games are called off and you get into a deal where you're only playing conference games, is there any chance of recouping some of what you might lose financially?
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting, Kevin, because our two ACC games are actually home and home games. So the Duke game is they came to our place last year, so we owe them a game at their place. And Virginia Tech's game one of a two-game series on it. So I have not had any conversations with Kevin White or Whit Babcock or the ADs at Duke and Virginia Tech, and they've not made any decisions yet in terms of what their scheduling is going to be. That I think their presidents are going to decide somewhere around July 29th. So what happens is that we've got our guarantee games at UConn. And so we had less of a guarantee game because we really thought that Virginia Tech at home, that's a place where we could generate some revenue. So we went less guarantee route this year than we do normally. Last year we had two Big Ten teams for over $3 million. And this year we're not really over our skis that much on the guarantee game. So I think we're okay. We're going to lose or postpone, or I don't know how it's going to work out, a home and home if the ACC does just go conference only with those two schools. But it's going to be really interesting across the country to see how people handle the reschedule or the buyout piece on that.
Chris, how scary and sad has it been to see schools eliminating sports, and also to kind of consider what the breaking points are, you know, when you consider financially where all these universities are, you know, in various spots around the country?
Yeah, and I think that when Stanford chops out 11 sports, that raises everybody's eyebrows, you know, and it's just so hard on kids, you know, and that's the one thing that I want everybody to kind of remember is that these are still 18 to 22 year olds that work so hard at their craft, whether they're on the fencing team or the football team. I mean, it takes a lot of skill and a lot of effort to compete in at the Division I level, and that people can't lose sight of that. And what I'm telling our guys and our student athletes is my job, and what we're trying to do, we're doing everything we can, everything possible to get you guys to the starting line. Usually at this time, we're talking about strategies in the race and how we're going to win the race. But now it's just really to get them to the starting blocks. You know, and if we can do that, and I don't know if the race is going to be 50 meters long or 3 miles long, but that's what we've got to do. And we all have a responsibility to do that. I've got my responsibility. The student athlete has his or her responsibilities to take care of themselves, not put themselves in situations where they increase the odds to get COVID. And fans have their responsibilities. And part of all of our responsibility is mask and to wash your hands, do the social distancing, some things that perhaps we haven't done so well at the last 2 or 3 months, and it's starting to catch up to us. So if we really want college sports, that's what we need to do. So mask up, everybody, support your local school, and let's see what we can do.
Our guest is Chris Massaro, the athletics director at MTSU.
Chris, how realistic is spring football for your school and your conference?
You know, it's Mark, we've got a 9 o'clock conference call with our ADs this morning, and I'm sure that will be one of the topics. It's sort of been, in a lot of ways, a back burner issue, and I think there's a sequencing that typically we'll go through it. And you're seeing the first tip of the sequencing, I think, with some elimination of some games, but try to keep the season. And then we've been told, you know, to prepare for like a split season where you play some games in the fall and some in the spring. And then the last scenario to really talk about is just a spring only scenario. I think it'd be difficult, but I you know, all of it's been difficult. So I'm for it. I think the kids just want to play, you know, and they don't care if it's in the spring or the fall. And we need to kind of keep that in mind. So I'll do whatever we need to do to give them a season, to give us a season, and all of those kind of things. Again, to get them in the starting blocks. I don't know when that race will start, but I need to do everything possible to get them in the starting blocks.
You have a lot, you know, you have a number of important revenue streams. I guess there are no unimportant revenue streams, but, you know, playing those money games, but obviously gate receipts. And none of us are sure right now if we're going to see fans in the stands at all. How much does that drive your decision about when you guys will play?
Well, I think kind of to me, one of the key indicators and where I'm encouraged is the vaccine, you know, and you're starting to read some really hopeful things about the vaccine, and just that the administration put $1.6 billion with a B into like 4 or 5 labs, and people are think that they're getting close and narrowing it down. And so to me, that gives me the greatest hope, because we're dancing with a partner. We don't know what it is right now. And kind of when we put it all together, we're finding out just in the summer how difficult it is just in isolated environments. So it's going to be really challenging in the fall. So that's what, to me, the more time we can buy to get us to the vaccine, and then I think then sports become more real and that we can do more things without having fans. You know, that hurts, but everything so far has been kind of a body blow, whether you don't have the NCAA tournament and those kind of things. So we would adjust, you know, and some ways you save a lot of expenses and those kind of things for us on some of your sports in particular. And so I think we could survive that. I think all of this in the short term, if we lose the fall, we're all going to survive. We're not going to close our doors, those kind of things. It's serious, but we'll have to make some really serious adjustments budgetarily, but we'll get through it.
How much is your decision as a conference dictated on what other group of five conferences do, just like, you know, the way the Power Five conference schools are thinking?
Well, we're all linked in some way, Mark, and so that's what we're finding out. And I think there was disappointment in the timing of the Big Ten's announcement. I don't think anybody was overly surprised at the content, but maybe at the timing. And so so we're all linked together, and you know, some group of five, like the Mountain West, they lost a lot of games with the Pac-12 announcement. The MAC lost a lot of games with the MAC announcement. And so, depending on what the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12 do, we're all kind of linked. We've told our commissioner that we minimally we would like to have six conference games. And that means we'd play everybody in our division one time. And our non-conference is still really important to us, those of us that have non-conference games. Our UConn game is still really important to us. We've got other schools that are playing, like Army and Liberty and some of the independents, that those games are important to them as well. So we'll just have to kind of adjust and see where everybody's at, and then do an evaluation on how many games that we should play, and how many conference games we'll have, and how many non-conference games would we be able to keep.
Well, Chris, we're rooting for all this to go as well as possible. We appreciate the time, as always, this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you, and you're doing a great job, and hopefully you'll have some game results to talk about soon.
Yeah, we hope so, too. Have a good day, man.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That is Chris Massaro, the athletics director at Middle Tennessee State University. A long time in that role for Chris. When we come back, we'll have our friend Dave McGinnis with us, Coach Mack from Titans Radio. Full hour coming up between 8 and 9 here on 104.5 The Zone, The Wake Up Zone. Don't go away.